That's it outside. If it's old and you want to put the new hay in, why, just go out and build you where you're going to have your cattle or your horses. Just go out there and make a haystack of the old hay. Let them run to it as they wanted to.
What size was it?
What size? Depending on how big you are, how much you had to put out there. If you had only a little, you'd have a little haystack. If you had a whole lot, well, you'd make a big stack out of it or make three or four. Generally go around where the poor place is and put these, make these stacks there. And as the stock feeds there, why, they litter there and make that place rich, too.
Was this square or round?
Haystacks are mostly always round. As we knew, you can make them.
Did you have any that were longer than they were wide?
I've made them that way, but they take water worse than a round one does.
Oh.
See?
Do you have another name for the long one? Does the long one have a different name?
No. Call it a haystack.
Ever hear of hay rick?
I've heard them call that. Hay rick. But a rick is a longer bunch of hay than a round stack is. A rick might be 40, 50, 60 feet long, maybe 100 feet long. That'd be called a rick. But it'd take an immense lot of hay to make one of that kind. But I've saw them.
Before they baled hay, you used to rake the hay into little piles. What do you call these little piles?
Mm-hmm.
Call it hay shocks. S-H-O-C-K-S, shocks. You don't... That's before the baler come in. Now it's a different thing. The machine just goes along and strings it along in a row, of course, now. Hey, who's the shock? You had a horse. You had a power, a horsepower rake. I've got one sitting on that tree down there. Hit them two horses to it. It's self-dumped. Well, you like got teeth all under it, see? You pick your hay up, and when it gets full and the pressure gets hard, why, it's dumped. Then you come along with your pitchfork and make piles out of it. Call that hay shock. Then you come with your wagon with a big hay frame on it and put 7 or 8 or 10, 15, whatever the case may be, to make a load on this hay frame and take it to your barn and put it in the hay mow. In the loft, whatever you want to call it. That's your old way.
Yes.
Now it's in bales. I just showed them to you.
Yes. What do you call the area where you let animals graze?
Pasture.